I'm Shelley Baggett, and we've been talking all last week and this week about God's healing power and how one generation shall declare His works to another. I'm joined here with my precious husband, Dr. Thomas Benjamin Baggett III, and his beautiful mother, my mother-in-law, Ruth Baggett, who's been serving God for how long, Mom?
61 years.
61 years. And you know about the power of the Lord through faith in His name, old time Pentecost, and how this generation needs to know that Jesus Christ is the same.
Yes.
He still has healing power.
Yes.
He still wants to manifest His goodness. And we're learning how to cooperate with Him.
Yes.
Because He has given us His Word, the Bible, and He's given us you as His witness to about what He has done, He will do again.
Yes, that's right.
He is the God who's more than enough, isn't He, honey?
Yes.
And He is Jesus Christ the same. And what do you have before you? You're turning some pages of a book.
Well, I'm just turning through again Dr. Lester Summerall's book, Human Illness and Divine Healing. And it's just a fantastic study on healing, divine
now,
healing.
Now, before you read what you're going to read, you were talking to your mama, and there was some kind of a testimony that you thought of a person. Would that fit in right now?
Well, why not? We were talking about, there are some times that people have run their race, and they've come to the end of their race, and sometimes they haven't.
Right.
And so there's a particular lady that I've known most of my life,
right.
Very close friend of my mom and dad,
right.
For many years, and knew them before her husband was saved. And she and my mom were very close, prayed together very many times, and she had, I guess it was a stroke, wasn't it? And she was in the hospital,
yes.
and
yes,
she was in a coma.
Yes, that's right.
And take it from there, Mom.
She was in a coma, and the doctor felt he did all he could do, and so they were going to, she was on life support. They were going to pull the plug, and the family gathered around her.
There was no brain activity, actually, on the monitor. They
right.
They said that they were just keeping her alive
right.
with the machines, but there was no brain activity whatsoever, that she was,
right.
For all practical purposes, she was now considered dead.
Right. And so the family gathered around her for the pulling of the plug.
Choir began, they began to practice songs, and the church was preparing for the funeral. They had contacted the pastor to preach the funeral, and the choir was getting ready to sing. They were practicing their songs.
And so her husband, the last thing, he leaned over her bed, kissed her, and said, "Goodbye, honey. I love you." And she says, "I love you too." She's still alive today.
Thank you,
yeah, praise
Jesus.
God.
Yes.
Yeah, but there was in the
that's
midst of that,
there
was resurrection power. There were the church just could not let her go. They were pillars in that church, and they could not let her go, and just continued to pray for her, and believe God for her, and the Lord raised her up.
Praise God!
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
And she's alive today, and
wonderful.
Still in the church, still living for God. And how many years ago was that? That was probably in the early 90s.
Yes.
So it's been at least 20 years,
wow.
I would say.
Right.
Oh,
around 20
the
years.
Lord.
Right.
So it's never too late.
Right.
Well,
thank you, Jesus.
It was an extension of this life that God gives us. He is life, and He's life abundantly, and He wants us to live that life.
Mm-hmm.
And He doesn't want us to live it with sickness. He doesn't want us to live it under the oppression of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
He came to give us life, and that life more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
And in this book, Dr. Lester Summerall writes, healing is a recovery from some kind of sickness or weakness. And he says, sickness, think about this, sickness is limited death. It's sickness, but it's death with parameters. Mm-hmm. It's just a small part of what death would like to do, mm-hmm. to cause this living body that we're in to succumb to it, thinking that it's final, but it's not final with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Because even if we succumb to the death of this physical body, mm-hmm. we're going to have a new body. Mm-hmm. He's going to raise us up again.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Isn't that awesome?
It's awesome.
And so health is unlimited life. And health is unlimited life.
Now, can I? Absolutely.
Go ahead.
There was a man, and it was back during the turn of the century. And he was studying to be a medical doctor, and he went all through the schooling except the last little course. And when he got to the point where they had to make a educated guess or a diagnosis, I guess that's what you call mm-hmm. it, then he said, I don't like guesses. I like absolutes. So he ended up selling insurance. And then he ended up saying, Lord, I surrender all to you. Teach me. And so he's a great man of God, gone on to be with the Lord now. But he would meditate on Romans chapter 8, where it says, for the law of the spirit of life. And you talked about mm-hmm. health is what?
Health is unlimited life.
Health is unlimited life. And so this gentleman, he would meditate in Romans 8, I think it's verse 2, where it says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. And he would meditate on that and chew on it and let it be a part of him, the law of the spirit of life. And so when he was called upon to minister to people who were dying, bubonic plague. Mm-hmm. And after a certain amount of weeks or days, your immune system can break down. And so they would encourage the medical team to leave and get fresh troops in. And so that happened, and they said, it's time for you to leave now. You've done good service. And he said, no, I'm not leaving. And in fact, this was a British naval medical team, and they said, yes, you have to leave for your own health. And he said, take some of that froth from the victim's mouth and examine it under the microscope. And they did. And it was teeming with activity. And then he said, take that same slide and put it on my hand and then re-examine it under the microscope. And they did. And all that activity had ceased. Mm. And with big eyes, they looked at him and they said, Dr. Lake, what is this? And he said, that, sirs, is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus that has set me free from the law of sin and death. Mm-hmm. He had taken this word, the milk of God's word, and digested and fed on it so much in his heart that it affected even the cells in his body. And isn't that exciting?
It is. It is. And I'm thinking as we come to the end of this week about those who are Christians that have become sick since being Christians. And there's no condemnation to those of us who are in Christ Jesus.
Right.
And so Dr. Summerall offers some suggestions here. And I think it would behoove us to kind of go through those very quickly.
Well, let's do it.
And encourage people. First of all, he says, remember this, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Jesus knows what you're going through.
Mm-hmm. What a comfort.
He knows your pain. Mm-hmm. He knows your suffering. He knows exactly what it feels like because he's felt it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says this. He says, do not come under condemnation for being sick.
Right.
Don't let the devil condemn you. Don't let anybody condemn you, because he said in Romans 8 and 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Thank God.
So we know that in the Bible days there were illnesses, there were sicknesses. Timothy speaks of one, and James speaks of those that were sick. Philippians, Paul talks of one who was sick, and he said that if he had died, it would have had sorrow upon sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so this next thing he said is, believe that it is God's will to heal you. Is it always God's will to heal you? Well, we don't believe that God puts the sickness on you. We believe that he may, as he did with Job, he may take his hand off and allow Satan a time of testing with you. But as he told Job, he said, don't take his life. You can't take his life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's not one time, not one account in the New Testament where anybody walked up to Jesus and said, Master, heal me. And he said, no, you deserve to be sick.
Not one time.
Not one time.
I think about that leper. He said, if you will, I could be healed. If you're willing,
mm-hmm.
I could be healed.
Well,
Jesus said, I will.
I'm willing.
And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So.
And Dr. Summerall said this, of all the tens of thousands of people Jesus dealt with, not once did we hear him say anything like that. To me, this is one of the greatest truths of the Bible. Not one time did Jesus say no to those who came to him for healing.
Hmm.
So we understand that by his stripes we're healed, and that is all conclusive. We are healed.
Mm-hmm.
We are healed.
Yes.
And so we have to believe that we're healed. We have to confess that we're healed. We speak those things as though they were. What we don't see manifested yet, we believe that it has taken place.
And the power of life and death is in the tongue. And a lot of people who don't realize about what the tongue can do may be confessing, oh, here's flu season again, mm-hmm. and I always get the flu. Well, they just said it. You know, the power of life and death is in the tongue. But as we speak the Word of God and believe Him.
And as we're trying to wrap up here, he said to fill yourself with promises from the Word of God.
See.
Go through and grab a hold of those scriptures that talk to you about healing and what God's promises are to you. And there are many of them in the scriptures. Health and healing. Well, Psalms 103:3 says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Do you know that there are healing scriptures in every single book of the Bible?
Glory to God. That is wonderful.
So, there's also the fact that we need to take dominion over sickness. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We can take dominion over this. Centuries ago, Moses said sickness is a curse, mm-hmm. and all curses lose their power over the child of God. So we can take dominion over that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are still those that remain sick, but Paul said, his grace is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
His grace is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Close. So, thank you, and it's been a great week.
Well, you know, I'm just love the fact that we have the Word of God, and shalom. God's riches and best be yours, and Jesus Christ is saved yesterday, today.